Hi, and welcome to Crypto Made Easy. I'm Andrew. Thanks for pushing play. Apologies for the lateness of this episode. I've had a full-on week, but here it is now. Don't forget, jump on Twitter and follow Crypto Made Easy 2, or you can join our Telegram chat, Crypto Made Easy community chat, and talk anything crypto or not. There's plenty of not goes on in there as well. So join in, have some fun. This episode, I want to review a project that's been around for quite a while. I've previously held this coin, and I've sort of forgotten about it until recently. Don't know why I did, but that's probably going to change soon, I would say. What I will do is just revisit my disclosure, as my portfolio has changed. So, full disclosure, I am a LCS, or Local Coin Swap, ambassador. I hold Bitcoin, Holochain, BitMax, LCS, Digibyte, and Litecoin. I'm going to start with a story for you that happened to me earlier this week. That should be a good lesson for everyone and a bit amusing too. Before I do, I am not a financial advisor. Any information provided on this show is not financial or investment advice. Please do your own research. Okay, so recently I decided to sort all of my wallets and exchange registrations, do a clean up, clean out sort of thing. I'd signed up to around 20 exchanges and, you know, had 10 or so wallets floating around after the 5 years or so that I've been playing in crypto. This is a task I really wasn't all that excited about, to be honest. But I managed to almost complete the laborious job. And to my surprise, managed to collect about $100 worth of crypto. Cool. I had one exchange to go, but needed my 2FA reset. The reset was an easy task, only took a couple of days. I got an email confirming it was reset. So when I had some time, I added the new 2FA and logged in. I'd not logged into this exchange since early 2016, so I was on my way to settings to delete my account. When in the corner of my eye, to my surprise, I saw the Bitcoin balance that I had clearly forgotten about. And not just forgotten about, I still don't know how it even got there. I don't remember buying it. Don't remember sending it. But as I hadn't been on that exchange since early 2016, I'm guessing I didn't pay much for that Bitcoin. So the point I'm trying to make is don't have a bad memory. No, that appears to be true, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. The fact is, signing up to every known crypto exchange or new exchange is not helpful, or wallet. You could easily do what I did and forget and never go back, and that's money gone. So try and keep it to the few you use or few you want to use and know where your funds are. Don't get me wrong, I was stoked about the Bitcoin bonus, and don't think I'll be letting the wife know either. And it's not because of the money, but she'll have ammo to say, remember the Bitcoin you forgot? No thanks, pass. Okay, now the project or coin I'm going to review today, most of you are going to know it. It's a top 10 coin. It is Cardano, or ADA. Now, I wouldn't normally get excited over a huge project with massive market cap of $2 billion and even bigger total supply of $31 billion, but ADA is currently trading for around 8 US cents, I believe very undervalued. Its all-time high in 2017 was $1.33 US, so if it was to even reach half that, it's still very attractive as an investment. Why do I think this could be so? Or why could it do this? Well, a few things need to happen, but with the recent Bitcoin pump, and I think the beginning of the bull market, a lot of smart investors will be priced out of Bitcoin and will look to altcoins, but not any altcoin. The crypto winter has cleaned out a lot of weak projects and exposed a lot more. So solid projects with merit, you know, in my opinion, will benefit. Cardano has a huge community. He's pushing adoption and partnerships and has very exciting outlook. Cardano is a third generation coin, Bitcoin being first generation, Ethereum being second generation. It's an extremely complex project. I advise watching the video on the Cardano webpage under What is Cardano? It is long, it's 50 minutes, but I learned a lot. Put it that way, it was really, really informative. So what is Cardano? Extremely advanced and technical. I don't think I could do the project justice trying to simplify what it's, you know, is trying to achieve here. Cardano is the home of ADA cryptocurrency, which can be used to send and receive digital funds. But Cardano is more than just cryptocurrency. It's a technical platform capable of running financial applications, banking, governments, etc. The platform's being built in layers, which gives the system more flexibility and ease of maintenance, allowing for, you know, ease of upgrades through soft forks. The first layer built was to run the ADA currency, then smart contracts and dApps also layered in. This is the first blockchain project to be developed with a scientific philosophy, along with being the only project designed and built by a global team of leading academics and engineers. So it's definitely a unique opportunity, you know, this project has. The security side of things, the way this is built, the flexibility that's allowed, the scalability for millions of users. Now, I think the major innovation here is that it fills the need for a digital asset with multiple layers, additionally being usable for regulators and combining privacy and security. The vision of Cardano is that the new style of regulated computing will bring greater financial inclusion by providing access to all financial services. Yes, I stole most of that from Cardano's website, I'll admit it. So what does all this mean? Well, it potentially is the game changer for crypto. It's what crypto needs. If the world financial system or institutions start using Cardano, everybody will take notice, believe me. ADA is available on bucket loads of exchanges, Binance, Upbit, HitBTC, OKX, Gate.io, just to name a few. Now, there's something else I forgot to mention with Cardano. A very sustainable project, or ADA, is a very cheap coin to create compared to, say, the cost of mining Bitcoin. So that's a big step forward as far as sustainability goes in the future. Cardano is extremely credible and a project that is worth looking into, I believe. Now, I've got a little side note here in my running sheet, and it says, after looking into Cardano, I was so impressed I have added ADA to my portfolio. So there's a bit more for my disclosure as well. I now have some ADA. Cardano gets a big tick from me, but remember, please do your own research before spending your hard-earned on any project. I could have gone a lot further into this project, but I fear I would bore the living daylights out of you. It's a lot deeper than what I've discussed here, so I really strongly advise if you're interested at all in Cardano, just go and check out their website, watch the videos. I learned so much looking into this project. I was fairly new into crypto, you know, when I first found it and didn't really know what I was doing. So now I've got a little bit more knowledge. This is a cracker, as far as I'm concerned. So definitely go and have a look if you're looking for a really solid altcoin to put in your portfolio. Now, don't forget, add Crypto Made Easy to your podcast library. Hit the rating stars and enjoy every episode as it becomes available. That'll be all for this week, guys. So thanks for listening and talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.